McKenzie.
Larry, KLFOACR.
Location, I can barely get the repeater.
Food Queen.
A while ago, I think I've talked to you before, though. Call here is KC4SKD. Name is Larry.
KR4ACR, Terry.
KR, yeah, I think I've talked to you before. Right now, I'm sitting in traffic on 123, trying to get home. Got a bunch of stuff to do, and I got to call Lynette tonight.
Story of my life, sitting in traffic, but I understand what you're saying.
I had to run, and I'm not taking my normal route home, and this place here is just, no matter what time of day it is, there's traffic in front of Walmart and Easley.
Oh, I agree. I've been there, too, and waited.
I scratch my head. I try to figure out why so many people all want to live in the same spot. There's lots of land in this country where there's nobody for miles.
Me and you are.
Last time we went to Florida, down Interstate 95 in the lower part of the state, you go for miles and miles and don't see any houses. But everybody's got to live so close together. I don't know why.
And building more and more.
Oh, well. My dad's wanting to move further out in the country, and I don't blame him. I wish the best for him. I hope he can find something with a yard that's easier to take care of.
That's the thing. That what used to be the country is no longer the country. You just have to keep going further, I guess.
That's true. My wife's got some relatives that live near Macon, Georgia, and they do live out in the country. The last time I talked to them, their road wasn't even paved. You go for 5 miles on dirt road to get to their house.
I used to be a dairy farm across from my house for years and years, but now they've torn it down, started building houses.
Well, what do we do now? I guess we just try to make the best out of it.
That's true. I have to figure out how I could change my situation, I guess.
At the Yellowstone National Park, I don't know if you've been to Wyoming out there, but I think that's the least populated state per square mile in the country, and that is true. You're really remote out there in a lot of places.
You know, people talking about this Starlink internet, about where they can't get internet of any kind except that, so there are places, I guess.
If we went to Yellowstone, it's been 15 years ago, but what was funny, I don't know what it's like now, but back then, somebody was at Old Faithful, Inn at the service desk and asking about high-speed internet, and they just laughed at him. They said, "Sir, do you know where you're at?"
I haven't come here yet.
I better put the mic down and concentrate on what I'm doing, so hopefully I can make it home without being a statistic.
Okay, Larry. Good chatting with you. Have a good evening. I'll listen for you later on the net. KC4SKD, KR4ACR. Be clear.
Take care. Hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD.